For most of the 20th century, homosexuality was considered a mental disease. Not a minor mental illness either, but a pathology. In fact, the idea that homosexuals were mentally ill only began to change in the early 1970s, and one of the people who helped to change it died this past Friday. His name was John Fryer. In 1972, the American Psychiatric Association was debating whether to remove homosexuality from its official listing of mental diseases. And John Fryer, who himself was a closeted gay psychiatrist, got a call from the lesbian activist Barbara Giddings. Giddings asked Fryer if he would testify at the APA's annual meeting about what it was like to be a gay man. At the time, it was against APA policy to allow gays to practice psychiatry, so at first, Fryer turned her down. He was afraid he'd lose his license. Last year, John Fryer spoke on public radio about the experience.
My first reaction was, no way. But she planted in my mind the possibility that I could do something without ruining my career.
Barbara Giddings came up with a plan. She suggested that Fryer appear in front of his colleagues in costume.
So we made arrangements to rent a large and very flamboyant tuxedo. We then decided that the best way to do my head was an over-the-head rubber mask.
To find the right mask, Fryer went to a costume store, searching the shelves until he found just the right choice.
It was a Nixon mask that we distorted so that you couldn't even see it was Nixon.
They called this creation Dr. Anonymous, and it was as Dr. Anonymous that Fryer stood in front of hundreds of his peers and argued that psychiatry should remove the stigma of mental illness from homosexuality.
I received a standing ovation. I felt very empowered at that moment.
John Fryer died on Friday. He was 65.